The central claim of the New Testament is that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, the Jewish Messiah, the son of David that inherited the throne of Israel and that will reign forever and ever. But in order for this claim to be taken seriously, it's critical for Jesus to be a real person. Is he? How do we know the biblical writers didn't just invent him? How can we be certain that Jesus was a real historical person?
The question sometimes gets asked whether Jesus was a real historical person. And yet there are very, very few scholars who would doubt that Jesus was a real historical person. The vast majority of Bible scholars, even the most liberal of scholars, will grant that there really was a person named Jesus of Nazareth who lived and taught in and around Galilee and Jerusalem in the first century AD, and who was crucified by Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. And the reason why the vast majority of scholars are convinced of this is that the evidence for it is very, very strong. First of all, we have the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of which tell the story of Jesus, and of which are at least semi-independent of each other. The Synoptics are interesting in that they have important relationship to each other. Matthew and Luke probably borrowed from Mark some of their material. But the Synoptic Gospels tell the story about Jesus. Luke himself begins his Gospel by telling us that he wants to describe the history of what really happened about Jesus and what happened to him and through him. And then we have John's Gospel, which everyone admits is independent. Paul talks about Jesus as a historical figure. So we have all these divergent voices in the New Testament itself telling us about Jesus as a historical person. But beyond that, we even have extra-biblical sources that mention Jesus as a historical person. We have, for example, the Roman historian Tacitus, who speaks of Jesus as a person who lived in Galilee and was crucified by Pontius Pilate, and who had a large following that believed he was raised from the dead. Tacitus doesn't believe that, but he definitely believes Jesus was a real person who had a following that believed that. We have Josephus, the Jewish historian who lived in the first century, would have been a late contemporary of Jesus and his apostles, or maybe a young man during that time anyway. And Josephus talks about this person called Jesus of Nazareth, who preached that he was the Messiah, who had a following that believed he was the Messiah, who was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and who his disciples believed had risen from the dead. So we have all these divergent voices testifying to the fact that Jesus was a real historical person. And even beyond that, we can say that it's impossible to explain the origin of Christianity as a movement if there really never was any such person as Jesus.
Occasionally, someone will come along and say, Jesus was just a myth, he never existed. To me, the claim is historically ludicrous based on the evidence. It's something like saying, we don't think Abraham Lincoln was a real person or George Washington was a real person. It seems to me the evidence for the reality of Jesus as a person is just absolutely overwhelming. I mean, we have primary source, firsthand references to Jesus. The Apostle Paul, for example, Paul refers to the brothers of Jesus whom he knows and the direct associates of Jesus whom he knows. So the idea that Jesus could have been a myth created when we've got actually primary source, firsthand documentation of who he is, that's just stretching the bounds of the imagination.